There's a question asked in Halakha regarding Sefirat HaOmer. Is it permissible, is it legal to listen to the Hazan, make the Beracha and count, and have Kavanah to be Yotzeh, and he also has Kavanah to be Motzi, and using the principle called Shomeya Ka'oneh, that by listening to somebody do the mitzvah, and both having Kavanah, can you be Yotzeh Sefirat HaOmer in such a way? It's actually a great machloket amongst the Rishonim how to learn. Because the pasuk by Sefirat HaOmer, it says, Usfartem Lachem, that you should count for yourselves. So there are Rishonim that want to learn that the Hiddush of the pasuk is that each person has to count individually, that each person has to count by himself, and the rule of Shomea Ka'oneh does not apply. And therefore, it's like a lulav. You can't have somebody shake a lulav for you, and you can't have somebody to count Sefirat HaOmer for you. Others want to say, no, Usfartem Nachem means that you might have thought that the mitzvah Sefirah is on Betin. You might have thought that it's an obligation of the court to make the counting, but it's not a mitzvah on the individual. The pasuk says, no, Usfartem Nachem, it's on the individual. But it follows all the rules of individual, that if you want to use Shomea Ka'oneh, the Hazan could make the Berakha for the individual, and just answer Amen and have Kavanah for the mitzvah, he Yotzeh. It's a great machloket amongst the Rishonim, and therefore the Halakha, we say that one should count Sefirat HaOmer himself, not to put himself into any predicament if he's Yotzeh or not with the Hazan. And therefore there are some communities that have a custom that the Kahal makes the Beracha first, and then the Hazan. That was the Minhag in Misraim originally, that they did it that way, in order that nobody should have a misconception that they're being Yotzeh with the Beracha of the Hazan. If the Hazan would make it first, people might say, okay, I'm covered, I answered Amen, he had Kavanah for me, and I'm good. So to alleviate that problem, they would let the Kahal say the Beracha first, each person, and then the Hazan. However, another problem arose because of that, that the people were saying the wrong day. Because, you know, they forget and all that. So they went back to the custom of letting the Hazan say it first, just to give the people the right day. However, it should be again pointed out that we're not being Yotzeh with the Hazan, we're just hearing the Hazan, that it gives us the direction which day it is, but we all should make the Beracha by ourselves and fulfill the mitzvah by saying Hayom, whatever day it is.